The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
On June 12, 1967, the United States Supreme Court issued a landmark decision which is referred to as Loving v. Virginia. In that decision, they made the determination that the prohibition against interracial relationships were unconstitutional. And therefore, from that day forth, that day, June 12th, has been known affectionately as Loving Day. One of the things that I like to talk to people about whenever we have these landmark decisions like this that have such a widespread impact is recognizing a few things from it that we can learn going forward. First of all, I want you to ponder on this for a second. That decision came out in 1967, 54 years ago, not 100 years ago, not 200, 54. That literally means that there were people in our lifetime who may have lived in the state of Virginia, in addition to the Lovings, who found themselves being in a criminal relationship because they were married to someone who was a different race. The other thing that we forget about is the circumstances and the facts surrounding what happened and so forth. Think about this for a second. Imagine you and your lovely spouse are together and the police come to your home and they arrest you because you're in an interracial relationship. Not because you broke into a car, not because you killed someone or raped someone, but because you were married to someone. Think about how crazy that is. So here's a situation where these individuals minding their own business, but because the law has a state that says interracial relationships are illegal, they basically came into your home and arrested you. They did jail time for this. If I remember correctly, and I may correct me if I'm wrong, I think they both did about a year in prison, but because you were married to someone who was of a different race. And then after they came out, the judge told them you have two options: go back to prison or leave the state. Imagine if you were in a situation where you're in a state, you're both from the state, you grew up in that state, that's your home state, and you just happened to marry someone who was not of the same race as you, and being told by a judge after spending time in prison that you now need to leave the state if the two of you are going to stay together, or go risk the possibility of going back to prison. And why are these things important? Because what ends up happening is every time we have these grand landmark cases, and as time goes on, we don't treat them as mechanisms to learn, to prevent ourselves from being put in situations like this again. We treat them as these isolated anomalies of a time gone by that could never happen again. The Supreme Court had to tell the state of Virginia, that your law was unconstitutional. They didn't do it on their own. Now, am I saying that over time and the landscape of the country moving and so forth, maybe they would have chosen a different way? Who knows? All I know is that it took a court to physically tell a state that it is unconstitutional, and then apply this across all the states, because guarantee you, Virginia was not the only one. You're saying, listen, doing that is completely violates equal protection clause. It's unconstitutional. And why do I stress this? I stress this because a lot of times what happens is that when we get these new laws, there's a natural desire to, and I'm not saying all laws, the spirit of most laws is that you want to pass forth a law that's going to benefit the masses in a way that benefits the masses collectively. But we often overlook that there were a lot of these types of laws with a Jim Crow slant to them. And this is a Jim Crow law that effectively says, we are going to say that there are specific demographics we're going to treat differently. And we think that it's the greater good for the benefit of our state and of our citizens that we do this. Think about it. They had a law that they believed was in the best interest of their citizens and were willing to enforce going into someone's home in order to enforce it. It's not a violent crime. It's not a victimless crime. It's a situation where they've literally said, both of you two are perpetrators of committing a law, of breaking the law. It's not hurting anyone. It's the union is they have a problem with it. So I say this to say, be careful when you start seeing various laws that operate under the guise of serving the quote unquote collective good, but have an underlying undertone to them that violates the equal protection of protecting the rights of everyone in their particular area, all under the guise of doing so for the best interest of the people, when in essence it's just an undercover way of basically marginalizing particular people and under the cloak of being for the greater good. And in celebration of 54 years of Loving v. Virginia, and I encourage you to go look at the decision and so forth, it's important to remember that laws like this can easily remanifest themselves again in the future. So be aware so that if these laws present themselves, you exercise every legal option available to you to demonstrate to the court that these are laws that are not intended for the greater good, but only the good of harming a specific demographic.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.